It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening to the Christina LaFrance Show live. I am live, everybody. Happy Election Day to everybody. Today is November 5th, 2024, a monumental day, to say the least. I hope that everybody is faring well today on this beautiful Tuesday. It's gorgeous and 70 degrees in New York. The weather is all over the map. Me and Jay were just talking about that. One day it's cold, the next day it's hot. It was 80 degrees last week. We're going to be in the upper 70s all this week. I'm not complaining. It's absolutely gorgeous. I was hoping to get over to the beach today because, I love to do the beach. I don't live on the North Shore anymore where I can walk to the beach, but I am by the ocean, only 5 minutes away now. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I can't wait to start doing that. And the weather is just perfect. So at some point of this week, I'm going to get over and have my feet back in the sand. I just moved into my new townhome. Still wrapping up the old house. We have not gone to closing yet. It's driving me absolutely crazy. We were supposed to go to closing last week. And, you know, these things never take off the way they should or the way you want them to, that's for sure. And one of my cats is still back at the old house. She does not want to leave. She's hiding in the walls, and we can't get her out. So that's a little challenging. Maybe why the closing is being held up, because Kitty doesn't want to leave. She doesn't want to leave her surroundings. She's in there by herself. And it's a little upsetting, but I'm sure it'll all come together and things will go as they should when they want to. I have become a big believer in that. It's not our time all the time. You know, when we want things to happen, it's, you know, there's universal timing that we all have to take into consideration. And it's hard for me sometimes too, because I just, you know, they said they were closing on the 30th. Why aren't they doing it? You know, the cat doesn't want to leave the house. Why doesn't she want to leave? You know, that's been her home for her entire life. So she's not quite sure what's going on. On the other hand, my other cat, Luna, she wasn't that happy to be put into a carrier and brought to the new house. But once she got here, she liked it. And she has new brother and sister, dog brother and sister, who she absolutely loves and plays with, which is a big plus. And everybody's getting along, which is nice. But the minute she got here, she wanted to go outside. And I was so afraid to let her outside. But I tell you, cats are some of the most intelligent creatures. She was here for less than 24 hours outside roaming the complex and made it back home. She knew exactly. She went right to my son's bedroom window outside and was meowing. And she knows. It just took her 24 hours. Now she comes to the front door. She scratches on the door, knocks. There's no way I can keep this cat in. She's just so used to being outside. She's 16 going on 17, and she's a creature of habit. She wants to be outside. She knows the lay of the land already, which is pretty amazing. I'll tell you, cats are just smart creatures. But so today's election day here in the United States, and I'm sure a lot of people are on edge right now, whichever side that you are on, you know, which is an interesting thing, because I think back to the last election and how I was on the edge of my seat and I was frantic to get to the polls. And, you know, not that I'm not going, you know, later on, they're open till 7. But I just was, you know, in a much different state of mind 4 years ago than I am now. I'm in a much more peaceful state of mind, knowing that the universe is all knowing, and that no matter what the outcome is, it all has a divine reason, a rhyme and a reason, and things are happening as they should for the greater good. And sometimes the greater good is not on the same agenda that we have, you know. And, you know, it's a difficult thing for a lot of people. A lot of people are, you know, up in arms over it. And you know, it's interesting, because I was up in arms 4 years ago. And I when the outcome came, I was in tears. You know, and I feel much differently 4 years ago, because I've learned within these 4 years that Nothing is by accident, and that, either way that it goes, it's supposed to go that way, and that there is a higher meaning behind it and a higher reason that not all of us could probably wrap our brains around with our human brains, but everything is happening divinely. And there, even though it might seem like it's unfair or the clocks are being rolled back on certain things, and we're losing, especially as women, we could potentially be losing more of our rights, right? And people are up in arms, and I completely get behind that and understand that. But it's interesting because I've moved into this space where I just know that everything will unfold as it should. And even if it doesn't unfold on the side that you would like it to, you have to have faith that it's doing that for a really good reason, that there is this unfolding of what's happening that is much grander than us winning right now, or you winning right now, or whichever side that you're on. I just know that I have a lot more respect for people that have different opinions than me. And what has happened to me over the past 4 years, the evolution of waking up and, moving into a higher realm of understanding of the universe, I realize that I can look at people now and see that they have a different opinion than me, or they're on a different side than I'm on, and I'm okay with that. I'm not wanting to argue with people. I'm not wanting to state my case. None of that is happening with me anymore because I don't know. I'm in this real Libra energy of really being able to see both sides of the coin and why certain people would vote a certain way. And I'm just at peace with it, which is a good place to be. But I do understand the other piece of it when you're not. Because that's purposeful, because sometimes in our lives we have to fight the good fight. There needs to be people on both sides that are fighting for certain things and equality. That's just the way that it is, and then there has to be people that are in the placement that I'm in right now that say, I honor everybody for their choices and, who they're going to vote for. And, that's okay with me. I feel very at peace, with all of that. And there has to be people like me in the universe like that. And there has to be people like, that are fighting the good fight on one side. That all is so perfect. I don't think that everybody should move into the space that I'm in. I think that no matter where you are, there's a reason for that. I had a conversation with one of my friends about it, and she said, I wish that I could be at peace like you are, Christina, with this. And I said, why? Why? You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. If you're feeling the pull to fight and to be passionate about what's happening, that's because you're supposed to, and all of it is useful. All of it is useful. I can't find my banner, Jay. Is my banner up, or it's probably just me, but maybe if you could tag me. I don't see my banner. I don't know. Things are always a little wonky here on Facebook. Let's see. All right, just because I want to say hello to everybody, but I can't find the banner. Oh, let me check on my phone because, like I say, Facebook is, yeah, Jay's saying it's up. So let me check on my phone. I don't know. It's, you know how these things can be. Yeah, it's up. All right, let's see. Let me jump on. Yep, there I am. It's not on my computer, but it's on my phone. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. Hey, Renee, how are you? It's wonderful to see you. Pamela, hello, cousin John. Hello, Denise. How are you? Wonderful to see all of you. Hang on 1 second. So today's show is basically, it's about, knowing when to fight the good fight and knowing when to move into that space of letting, hi, Lori Love, letting things just be what they are and understanding that there's a greater good. So how do we know when to fight the good fight and when not to, you know, when to just be at peace, you know? And I think your body kind of tells you that, right? And I mean, it depends on the circumstance. You know, I remember there being this circumstance when I was like, you know, first going through my divorce where I just felt exhausted by everything that was going on. And I wasn't really fighting or advocating for myself. And I just remember having a conversation with a good friend who was saying, like, I get that you're exhausted and I get that you don't, that you want peace, but, you know, you do have to stick up for yourself more. You do have to, you know, move into a space where you're advocating for yourself more. And I realized that, you know, I realized that I just was in a space where I was exhausted. So sometimes our exhaustion will, you know, take us to a place where we just kind of do nothing, right? So sometimes we have to recognize that. We have to, you know, it's good to have somebody to talk to who's not emotionally involved in it, right? You know, there are times that are like that where I had to kind of just jump up and say no. Like, I have to do a little more than this. I can't be this lenient, you know? And you know, there's times where, you know, and like concerning the election, you know, I just feel very peaceful about it. I feel very guided to be peaceful. I don't have any energy behind it. I don't feel the need to be in that place where I'm on fire about it. My central nervous system's on fire. And that's not to say if you are that it's wrong, because that's where you're being guided, you know, like, okay, you know, I'm going to learn a lot about myself in this type of situation that I'm in right now. You know, I just feel very ignited by it. Like, my sister is very passionate about the election and she's got a lot of followers on Twitter, and she, you know, she fights the good fight and she puts out information, and she puts out very useful information that a lot of people might not know, you know? So, you know, I say that, you know, she's in her advocacy stage and that is serving her higher good right now, you know, and that's where she's supposed to be. And, you know, there are some people that are just losing their minds over this and arguing and fighting online. And, you know, that's their placement right now. And you know what? That's going to bring many messages and many people to a place where they start to understand something about themselves and something about other people. You know, that all has its place. There's so, no matter where you are, if you're on fire over it, you're fighting with people, or you're just quietly in the background, you know, casting your vote and you know, you're all in for one side, and you know, you have your specific group that you're talking to. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in a peaceful place like I'm in, and that doesn't make anybody good, bad, right, or wrong. It's all perfect. It's perfect because it's aligned to your soul contract and where you're supposed to be at. And like I said, that all these different reactions, even the people who are not choosing to vote because they don't like either candidate. You know, a lot of people get really fired up about that. You know, a couple of people have told me that they're not voting and they kind of look at me like, oh, I know I should be voting. And I'm just like, no, you shouldn't be doing anything. You should be doing exactly what you want to do, you know? You know, where you feel you're being guided right now. Some people just couldn't make a choice, and that's okay too, because that's useful in the world. Everything that we're going through individually in our own little private universes is useful in this world. And it has a rhyme or a reason. It's not happening for no reason. You know, let me just jump on to Facebook on my phone. Yeah. So tell me, everybody, how's everybody doing today? And if you guys have any questions, I'd be happy to, I love your happy dance, Renee. I'd be happy to answer your questions in the chat room. I have an tarot app on my phone that I can access. I don't know where any of my tarot cards are because I just moved in last Sunday, and we're still emptying stuff out of the my old house. I still got to go back and get my Christmas stuff that's in the basement with my cat. I still need to get my cat and my Christmas stuff. It's just a weird thing to go back to that house and see it pretty much empty. I mean, I left some stuff there because I, you know, I had to deal with the investor who bought my house that I could leave whatever I wanted behind, which was fantastic because I live on this huge hill. Carrying things down was not very fun. There were some things I wanted to take with me, but as I was carrying them down with my boyfriend, we were looking at each other like, wow, we really should have left this up there. But yeah, so it's a weird feeling to go back there. You know, I spent 20, I don't know, 23 years of my life there, 22 years of my life there. And but it's just a bittersweet, beautiful thing, you know. And then I come into my new townhouse and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, is this really mine? You know, do I really live here? It's really, it's nice, you know. I'm happy and I feel at peace, you know. But yeah, I think, you know, we all have to understand that. Do need to understand that where we are has the wrong reason, but also not just say, okay, well, I'm totally aggravated by this and I'm not voting, right? So we can say that and just sit on that and not look into it further, but you'd be missing out, right? Because there's more in depth, and it's not to judge yourself or to say that I should have done this or I shouldn't, none of that. It's just there definitely is in-depth discovery among ourselves in our choices, right? So we're definitely getting what some we make, right? So no matter where you're standing, what side you're standing, in this election and who you're going to vote for, be gentle with yourself and be okay with how you feel. Don't force yourself to do anything that you don't want to do. If you really can't make a choice and you don't want to vote, I mean, this is not a popular thing for people to say. I probably get like some stuff thrown at me if it's in public. I'm just kidding. But I don't think that you should force yourself. I mean, I think you should hold yourself in the highest regard. And then Denise is saying, thank you for talking about this. I couldn't sleep last night because I heard frightening predictions. Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody is they're afraid, you know, and listen, for good reason. But I really want everybody to understand something. Even if, you know, I'm not going to get political and tell you what my political views are because I never want anybody to feel like they're being boxed out, you know? I want to hold everybody in the highest regard that are listening to this show. And I don't want to give my opinion about who I think should be president versus who shouldn't, and make anybody feel excluded. Like I would never do that, you know? So I know that people are scared, but I want you all to understand that whichever way this thing goes, there is a higher meaning behind it. And I know that sometimes that's a difficult thing to wrap our brains around, but it's actually a really good lesson for us. So if you're afraid of a certain outcome and you know, like Denise is saying, I couldn't sleep last night, you know, and that's okay. But I want you to take a hold of that and bring that lesson forward within your own self, you know, and the way that you make choices in your life. And this is just a really grand opportunity for all of us to step into the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen, but having this overwhelming feeling that, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know it's going to be for the greater good. Hi guys, we're back. I know we fell off for a little bit, but we're back. We're back live, and you know, Skype, it does what it wants to do, you know, just like the universe, right? So I think I was going on, and I was talking about, you know, no matter where you are, if you're frightful, use that as a stepping stone for your own life and what's going on in your life. And you know, we could use that as a mirror that says, you know, where in my life am I afraid to step out into the unknown? I think that that is like the most common thing for all of us as human beings to not be able to be comfortable in the unknown. And nothing changes unless we step into the unknown. It's just nothing ever changes. And I know for myself, listen, I could be hard-headed. I'm an Aquarius, you know, I'm an Aquarius sun. I could be very hard-headed. I could stay too long and, you know, I can, you know, be in a place where I rather comfort than be in the unknown. I did that for a very long time. And I used to think that it was a waste. You know, I used to say to myself, gosh, I wish I would have realized this a long time ago. You know, I really wish that I would have gotten it. But you know what? As the years go on and I get older, I realize that it all happened perfectly, that none of us are ever doing anything wrong in the sense of the choices that we're making by staying or leaving, or, you know, I stayed at this job too long, I stayed in this relationship too long. Our egoic minds want to torture us and tell us that we're doing something wrong. But you know what? Life is a classroom, you know, and when I really started to understand that we all have these individual classrooms that we're in and we're learning things at a different pace or a different speed, you know, that it just makes life a little more peaceful. That's for sure, you know. I you know what, guys, I'm gonna take a music break because somebody keeps coming near the door and knocking very lightly. I just wanna go check on who that is. I'm gonna take a music break and we'll be back in just about 5 minutes and enjoy the music break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the election. We're going to talk more about that new moon that we just had this past Friday and the current astrology that's going on. And I'm going to take your questions in the chat room and we'll be back in a few moments. You're listening to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It was the cat knocking at the door. She knocks as a human. I was like, it's very light, but I'm not really used to her knocking on the door. She never did that at the other house. But then I heard the meowing. So yeah, she was frantically trying to get in because there were other dogs. There were dogs outside. She wasn't liking the dogs. So yeah. Okay. So what we were talking about, as we left for the break, we were talking about how everything's happening for the greatest good, and that the unknown is just a thing that scares everybody. I think if you're human, the unknown is not an easy place to reside in, you know? Okay, let's see. All right, let me go back to my Facebook page on my phone, because here we go. Pamela's saying she just celebrated her birthday yesterday. Christina, it's been a wild ride, and I'm just hoping for some bright spots next year. I know, honey. And that's, you know what, that's the path of least resistance. So you just keep on with that. You know, it's like we have to move into this space. And I hear you, Pamela, because I've been in a whirlwind of complete chaos, you know, and I understand that. I completely understand your whole vibe about that. It's like, you know, we look and see and say, oh my God, you know, when is this going to end, or when is something good going to happen? And so I want you to move into that space, all of everyone, because we've all been in this predicament before, as Pamela is in now. And I am right now too, Pamela. You know, it's like a lot of touch and go. We move into a space where we have to say, you know, this human existence that we have is not about trying to get to the next best thing, but it's about really embracing, and this is where the hard stuff comes, right? Really embracing and understanding that life in this human body that we're in comes with an all-inclusive journey, right? We all know that. We all know. But sometimes I remember that I used to feel this way. I used to think like, gosh, I'm doing something wrong, or there's something happening and I'm not doing the right thing, or maybe I'm, you know, not, you know, being positive enough, or I'm not this enough, or, you know, and it always seems that our lives start to really flip upside down when we're trying to manifest something or we want something in our lives. And that happens because we're in this space that we are asking the universe for certain things, but sorry, guys, somebody's texting me. I just have to shut them down. Hang on. They all know that I'm on air, but, you know, they think I'm a good multitasker, which I usually am, but not when I'm teaching or on air, no. We have to move into this space, all of us collectively, that say is part of the human experience. We can't have one without the other, you know? The good times are easier to get through, right? And not for everybody, because a lot of people, when they're having luck or they're manifesting things that they want and they're seeing them come into fruition, including myself, like, we can get nervous and say, gosh, like, now I'm holding on too tight to this, or I'm afraid it's going to be taken away from us. So it's like it happens on both sides of the coin. Whether things are going shitty or they're going good, we could get anxiety about that, right? But I've noticed in my life that I've gotten the most peace when I start to move into a space that just allows for everything that arises in the moment to be okay. And I'm not sitting here saying that something terrible happens and you're going to be like, oh yeah, this is great. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is terrible things or annoying things or tragic things, when they come into our space, we can say, I'm not happy about this. This is really hard. This is difficult for me to process. But I know that it's just part of my soul contract here on this earth. I know it's the contract of duality that I signed up for. You know, I know that this too shall pass, right? I know that, you know, the storm will not last forever. I know the sun is going to come out again. So that is the path of least resistance that says, I'm never as a human being going to only be on the sunny side of life. Like, that's not going to happen, because that's denial, right? I'm not going to always be on the sunny side of life. Life is going to be beautiful. It's going to be miraculous. It's going to be full of joy and love and beautiful opportunities. And it's also going to break your heart in two. And there's going to be loss, and there's going to, because remember, we live in duality. One can't exist without the other. It's just not the way, you know, this planet runs, right? It's not the way that it is. You know, we have to experience both. And I think that we have to remember that. And that brings more peaceful times for us, you know, because I think a lot of us waste our time waiting for either the other shoe to drop or for better times to emerge. And we're just missing what's in this moment. You know, I know that something really crazy. I know we got cut off when I was talking about the new moon that was on Friday. I believe it was in Scorpio. And I got woken up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was wide awake, and I just kept hearing the spirit world pushing me to do something. And I was just like, oh my God, like, seriously, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to. But I did. And I was glad that I did, because there was big information that was waiting there for me that I really needed to know to be able to move forward, to make different choices. And I don't think I've ever gotten woken up so abruptly out of my sleep and guided so intricately like that before. It was wild. And, you know, even though the news, the information that was passed over to me was a little jarring at first and a little upsetting, I was able to, I freaked out a little bit, I'm not going to lie. But I was able to see the higher meaning of it within a 48-hour period, which was pretty good rebound. And I could see how it needed to be in my face, and because it had so many layers of a healing for me, you know? And I knew that it was for the highest good, you know? And it put me into a state where I didn't fall into this place where I was like, oh, poor me, why do these things happen to me? Or I have such shitty luck. Or, you know, it tried to, like, my egoic mind tried to push me there, but there was just this sense of grace and peacefulness that came over me that took me to a higher understanding pretty quickly. Like I say, I pretty much rebounded within 48 hours, and I was able to kind of look at the things in my life that are so beautiful and that are so amazing. And you know, I hung on to those things. And so I say, if anybody is going through a bad time, you know, it's been an up and down roller coaster and a shit show concerning the moving. And oh my God, I never want to move again, by the way. I'm glad I signed a 2-year lease here. But I just, you know, I know that it's hard when we're going through it, but if we could really grasp onto the idealism that it's just part of it and we're not escaping it. It doesn't matter how much meditation you do or how much walking you do or how much exercising you do or how much, you know, you cling on to your stones and your incense and whatever, you know, that you do, manifesting and all this stuff. None of that matters, because we're not exempt from any of it. But what those things will facilitate for you is what I'm talking about. They bring you to a place where you can rebound in 48 hours when you get the shock of your life, or you get, you know, bad news, or you get something that's thrown at you, or you get, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it was like days. It just kept spiraling a couple of weeks ago, spiraling and spiraling, like just one thing after another was happening, you know? And meditation and grounding and all these beautiful practices, you know, affirmations, all those things facilitate you to move into a more peaceful space where you are rebounding and you are accepting everything that is happening in this moment and knowing that there is a higher good for all of it. There is, you know, the universe takes us on a journey to where we want to go, provided, you know, it's for our highest good, but it sometimes takes us on a little bit of a rocky road in our travels to where we're headed. And sometimes we wind up in these beautiful places that we never even imagined we go to. And sometimes it's really rough. The terrain is really rough getting there. I know that I had almost a 2-year period, you know, that, you know, I was thinking to myself, like, you know, I jumped off the cliff. Why is, you know, why am I not being rewarded? You know, we all kind of think that way sometimes, even the spiritual teacher, right? You know, and I had to grab a hold of myself and know that, you know, nothing is, you know, sometimes things are easy. I'm not going to say nothing's easy because sometimes I breeze through certain points of ports of, not that sense. I didn't breeze through certain parts of my life. I breeze through and it's like, wow, you know, and sometimes it's just so hard, right? But it is all part of the human existence that we have come here for. And there's no sense in fighting it. Because we know that when we put up a fight, anything we fight against will fight against us, you know? So have your moments. I had my 48-hour period where my ego was being so twisted up as a result of something that, you know, came into my awareness. And I, you know, it dredged up some really old pain. And I knew as I was feeling the pain and things were coming out of my mouth as a result of the pain, there was this part of me that just knew, like, wow, like this is the finale in this cycle. Like, this is the grand finale right now. This is washing out all this long due pain that needed to come out of my body, out of my pain body, you know, and I embraced it. It was, you know, and, you know, I'm still a little, you know, but I'm riding it. I'm riding the storm, you know, and I'm knowing that this had to happen, you know, and whatever arises, I know that through the practices of all the spirituality and all the walking and the sunshine and the you know, the grounding and the meditation, and it wasn't for nothing because it has brought me to this beautiful place in my life where I just hear Louise Hay right in my head saying, all is well, you know, I'm safe, all is well, you know, and no matter what roughness and what rough path I have to walk to get to the other side of whatever it is that I'm going through at the time is, you know, it's not easy, but I'm reacting a lot better. So that, you know, all those things, they do matter. They really do. And, you know, concerning this election, you know, we will, no matter what the outcome is, we're going to come out on the other side of it. All is well. We are safe, you know, and whatever has to happen to get us there, we all have to be in a place that, you know, we're willing to try to understand that, you know, it is what it is at this moment. And it's for our highest good, you know? Okay, let me just check in the chat room on my phone. I still can't see it on my computer. All is well, Pamela. You're safe. All is well. Yes, there are, I'm looking at your cards. You look good, honey. You look good. This too shall pass. Okay, and happy birthday to you, Pamela. Okay, let's see. Hello, Quelly. So wonderful to see you here. Yes, it's voting day, my friends. Oh gosh, we had a previous show playing for a little while. I'm sorry, guys. We had a little bit of a an issue with Skype and, with the broadcasting, if we go off air, it automatically, switches to another show. It's so that there's not dead air, I apologize. Let's see what else. Yeah, we are definitely back on track, Jay. Yes, we are. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, if you guys want a card thrown or anything, just let me know. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm getting all of your comments here. Let's see. Yeah, I'm glad that you get to listen live, Pamela. Me and Oliver did a pre-record last week because I was in the middle of the moving day from hell. What was making me agitated about it was this investor insisted that we closed on the 30th, and we had to be out of the house by the 30th, and we still didn't close. Like, we rushed out of there so fast. And you know what it's like when you're rushing. It's just, things get put in the wrong place and you can't find things, and where are the remotes to the TV, and all that jazz, right? So it's like, yeah, and they still haven't gone to closing, so it's quite funny, but it will, listen, it'll all fall into place as it should. And that's the way I'm just taking it one day at a time. And in the middle of all that chaos, I've got this terrible toothache, right? And I'm like, oh my God, but it is what it is. I got myself an appointment tomorrow. Things are moving forward. We just got to keep moving forward and knowing that everything is unfolding as it should, even though it sucks sometimes. I'm not gonna lie about that part, because it does suck sometimes. But like I said, we got to all breathe and know that there might be reasons that things are happening in our lives that we just can't quite understand at the moment. And that brings us into that, that dreadful place of, I have to trust, I have to, a lot of us, I could be a big control freak. We want to control everything. We want to control everything that's happening in our lives. We want to know what's going to happen, right? And it's funny because sometimes I'll even look at the tarot cards. And they'll kind of tell me, like, let go, and it's like, no, I don't want to let go. Tell me what's going to happen, right? And sometimes it's not really a clear path, it's not a clear path ahead sometimes, So, we have to, that's something that I know we're all diligently working on, is to, moving into a space where, we are able to move into that space where we just breathe and relax into, this is happening for the greater good, Yeah, so I know that that could be hard sometimes. And so what do we do to be able to facilitate that type of energy? We do, like we talked about before, we keep ourselves, our psychic hygiene up to par. We take care of ourselves. We look at the whole of our lives. What is draining your energy in your life? Where do you have to fill in the holes? What's leaking? Where are you overpromising and extending yourself where you shouldn't be? Where are you, getting burnt out and you're not realizing it? It's just a way of life for you, or the way that you've always done things. It's like, I know that there's a lot of people going through that right now, where they're moving into a space where they are looking at their every day and saying, I just can't do this anymore. Like, I don't know what to do about it or how I'm going to get out from underneath this, but I know that I can't do it, and I'm angry, and I'm kind of getting snappy with people, and I'm not myself, and I don't have the patience, and I'm exhausted, and it's not a fun time to go through, but it's a very important time also, because when I look at people like that, when I get into your energy field and I do a reading for you, and I see and I feel all that exhaustion in your energy field, and I feel the anger, I feel happy for you because that's going to be the springboard for you to make the necessary changes. Because without that anger or upset or agitation, you would sit still. The universe is all knowing and knows exactly what it's doing. All right, let's see. Let's throw a card for Denise. Let's throw a card for you, sweetheart. Let's see. She says she would love a card, of course. Who doesn't want a card? I always want a card. It's fun, right? Let's see. I love it. So you got the Nine of Pentacles, honey. You know, it's the energy. It's the energy of not giving up. You know, protect what you have created and have courage to believe in yourself and move forward. You know, I know you're exhausted, honey. I know. I can feel it. But don't give up, you know, and it's like the universe is trying to tell you at this point that like that what all of what you just went through was not for nothing, because it brought a lot of awareness to you. You know, and you know what I know? I know that it's like we move into this space where we get exhausted and we think that we're doing something wrong, but we're never doing anything wrong. Nothing is ever for no reason, you know, and it's like if we could look back at the things and the choices that we've made in our lives, yeah, sure, sometimes we make, you know, choices that were not the greatest, but they have liberated us in a lot of ways, and they've opened up our eyes, you know. So anything that has happened in the past, be grateful for. I know that that's hard sometimes, but just know that it's you're evolving into what it is that you need to evolve into. You're right on target. That's what I keep hearing from you, Denise. You're on target, you know. And I think that a lot of us are like we compare ourselves to other people, or we look at other people's lives and say, "Why does this person have it like this?" Or what, you know? We're all in our own private, you know, universes, but we're all via a soul contract that our souls have come here to evolve. So everybody's right on time, you know. And if you feel exhausted or you feel mentally drained, you know, take a little break for yourself. Take good care of yourself, and you know, treat yourself with a lot of dignity and respect. That's what's most important in this life, you know. And any experience that any of us are having, it's okay. Because these experiences are what are building us. They're building us into the structure that we're trying to become. You know, we're all trying to become our sun signs, right? In this life, I'm trying to become an Aquarian, right? Right? And that's the way it is. So I just want everybody to know, just be gentle with yourself. And if you're afraid about this election and it's giving you anxiety and you don't know, you know, which way to turn, just know that everything is divinely guided. And even if it looks like a shit show, or it looks like it's not going to turn in the way that you want it to or you think it should, just know that everything is happening for the greater good of this country, no matter which side wins. We're going to come to a place that is going to be more sound. Okay. All right, everybody. I want to thank you for being here today. I appreciate all of you so much for joining me in the chat room and for listening today. You've been listening to Live to Christine LaFrancio right here on 12 Radio, and I will see all of you back here next week. And if you need to get in touch, I'm at 12listen.com on the daily, or you can visit my website at christinelafrance.com. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful week ahead.
It's the